ज्ञान हिरण्यस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। आई वुड लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू टुडे टू दिस संडे फीस्ट प्रोग्राम विच इज द वे श्रील प्रभुपाद डिजाइंड द टेंपल्स सो दैट वी कुड ऑल कम टुगेदर to hear and chant about the glories of Lord Krishna and his devotees. This is the prime responsibility of a human being, is to engage in the process of devotional service, which is primarily to hear and chant about the name, fame, qualities and pastimes of Lord Krishna and his avatars and his pure devotees. In this age of Kali, the prime religious principle is to take shelter of the holy name of Krishna. Krishna is advented in this age of Kali in the form of the holy name. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. Nama haite hai sarva jagat uddhar. The fundamental religious principle for this age of Kali is to take shelter of Krishna in the form of his holy name. There are many faults and discrepancies in this age of Kali. Manda sumanda matayor, manda bhagye upadrita. People are less intelligent, memory is poor, lot of corruption, quarrel everywhere. But still there is one great quality, and that is simply by chanting the holy name one can attain the supreme perfection of life, which is to develop unalloyed pure love for the lotus feet of Krishna. That love which we are all hankering for is dormant within every living being's heart. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabunai Shravanadi Shuddha Chitta Kuryaude. Love of Krishna is eternally present in the heart of every living being, but it is dormant and it has to be awakened by the process of hearing and chanting. So this is the most important duty of every person who has been blessed with a human body. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his teachings has stressed on the principle of humility in order to be able to chant the holy name of Krishna. In his teachings, which is primarily 8 verses of Shikshashtakam, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given the qualification to be able to feelingly cry out the name of Krishna. Any way one chants the name of Krishna, one gets benefited. But in order to get the full benefit, one has to approach the holy name in a proper state of mind. The holy name is non-different from the deity of Krishna. Just like when we come before the deity of Radha Gopinath, we fold our hands and with humility pray for their mercy. Krishna is only attained by humility. In the same way, the name of Krishna, being non-different from Krishna, can only be received by a person whose heart is free from all desire for prestige, false ego. Mahaprabhu in the 3rd verse explains the crest jewel of all verses, Trinadapi Sunichena Taroriva Sahishnuna Amani Namana Dena Kirtaniya Sadahari. That one should become more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, be free from all desire for personal adoration, distinction, or prestige. and be eager to offer respects to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name constantly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In order to illustrate this quality, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose one of his very dear associates, Srila Sanatan Goswami. There are four very special divine qualities which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu illustrated through the lives of his internal associates. One can hear about devotional qualities, but unless one sees practical example, it is very difficult to follow. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose to illustrate this cardinal principle of Trinadapi Sunichena, the principle of being more humble than a blade of grass. He chose Sanatan Goswami. For tolerance, he chose through Srila Haridas Thakur. Through Ramanand Rai, he showed the principle of dhira, being undisturbed, unagitated. And through Damodar Pandit, he illustrated the principle of complete non-political nature, complete straightforwardness. Tomorrow is the holy disappearance day of Srila Sanatan Goswami, which is also known as Guru Purnima. So I would like to speak a little bit about the infinite glories of Srila Sanatan Goswami. Guru Purnima is the day when Srila Sanatan Goswami, one of the internal associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left from this world. He disappeared from this world. Because he was very dear to the Brajabasis regarded him as their guru. That is why his disappearance day is known as Guru Purnima. It is not an ordinary thing to glorify such a Nitya Siddha, a resident of the spiritual world. I have no qualification whatsoever. But for my purification, for the purification of all of us, and for the pleasure of Sri Radha Gopinath, I will try to repeat something which I have heard from the mouth of great souls. I seek the blessings of my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, and all our revered acharyas, and all of you who are dear devotees of Radha Gopinath. I will begin with the blessings of all of you. All of you, please say Hari Hari. Hari Hari is a way of giving blessings. With your blessings, with Maharaj's blessings and Prabhupada's blessings, I will try to glorify Sanatan Goswami. There is such immense purification in hearing and chanting the glories of Sanatan Goswami that greed for purification makes me speak. Then Mahaprabhu would speak about his devotees. He would speak as if he had 5 mouths, or sometimes as if he had 1,000 mouths. You have only 1 mouth and only very little time. But still, just like birds fly according to their capacity, no bird can reach the limit of the sky. So it is our sacred duty to try to glorify the son of Mother Shachi and his dear devotees. Because in that glorification, the Lord becomes pleased and he cleanses the desire for material enjoyment and gives us loving shelter of his lotus feet. The 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan are famous for having revealed Vrindavan to the world. The 6 Goswamis, Sri Rupa Sanatana, Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta, Dasa Raghunath, their eternal residents of Goloka Vrindavan, who appeared to assist Radha and Krishna in the form of Sachinandan Gaurahari. Specifically, Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari in the spiritual world, and Srila Sanatan Goswami is Lavanga Manjari from the spiritual world. These two were born as brothers. Originally, they hailed from Karnataka, from Saraswat Brahmin family. But among their ancestors, because of some family dispute, one of their great-grandfathers, he left Karnataka and migrated to Jessor, a place in East Bengal, which is now known as Bangladesh. So Rupa, Sanatan, and Anupam, they appeared in the Bharadwaj Gotra as the son of Kumaradeva. Three brothers. Sanatan Goswami was the eldest, and then Rupa Goswami, then Anupam, is also known as Sri Vallabha. About the six Goswamis, Srinivas Acharya has composed a very nice song, Shad Goswami Ashtaka, where he explains how these six Goswamis were dear to all. Dhira dhira jana priya karo nirmat sarav pujita. They were dear to the gentle and to the ruffians, to all classes of men. It was on the order of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that they excavated the holy places of pilgrimage connected with the pastimes of Lord Krishna. They built beautiful temples for worshipping Lord Krishna, studied various Vedic literatures to establish devotional service as the prime principle for serving Krishna. And through their own example, they illustrated what is Vaishnava behavior. So Rupa, Sanatan, from their very childhood, they were filled with all noble qualities. During his childhood, Sanatan Goswami had a dream. And in that dream, he saw one Brahman come to him and give him a copy of Srimad Bhagavatam. And that Brahman disappeared. Sanatan Goswami got up from his dream and was very anxious. And later, during the day, that same Brahman came again and he gave him a copy of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sanatan Goswami thoroughly studied Srimad Bhagavatam and made the hearing and chanting of Srimad Bhagavatam as one of his important duties in life. Later on we shall see he wrote commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam, Vaishnava Toshini, Dasham Tipani, and later on he also wrote Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Nana Shastra Vichar Inikau Nipuno. The six Goswamis were famous for studying, for thoroughly churning the vast ocean of Vedic literatures and writing books in such a way that even common people could understand pure religious principles of devotional service to Supreme Lord Hari. Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami, as they grew up, they imbibed more and more devotional qualities. Even materially, they were very learned in Sanskrit, Persian, and Bengali. They were very well behaved, gentle, cultured, very charitable. And just by their behavior, they would win the heart of people. They would not demand respect, but because of their noble virtues, everybody was very eager to give them respect. In Bengal, the ruler was Nawab Hussain Shah Badshah Alauddin. That was his full divine name. And this Nawab Hussain Shah is none other than Jarasandha. Jarasandha in Krishna Leela. So Nawab Hussain Shah was a very cruel king, and he had broken many temples He had tortured Vaishnavas, and to say cruel is a very mild word for him, very demoniac. And he was told by some of his associates that this Rupa and Sanatan, they were earlier known as Santosha and Amara, that they are very popular among the people, especially among the Hindus. And if somehow or other you can get them to take up managerial positions, ministerships, then it will be very easy for you to conduct your governmental affairs. So Nawab Hussain Shah offered this post to Rupa and Sanatan, and Rupa and Sanatan obviously refused. Who would like to be a minister of Nawab Hussain Shah? It's not a very palatable thing, especially for a devotee. Of course, in this material world, people hanker to become ministers, to get some post, to get some money, to get some prestige. But Rupa and Sanatan were not in the least bit interested in such petty things of the world. They said that one who receives the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for him even merging into the Lord, Kaivalya, is like hell. For him, the pleasures of the heavenly planets are like flowers in the sky. You know the color of the flowers in the sky. There are no flowers in the sky. Or as Prabhupada says, the highest pleasure in the world for a devotee is horse's egg, Godadimba, which means illusory. So Rupa and Sanatan had no interest in such things. But the Nawab threatened them that if you do not accept this post, then I will torture the Vaishnavas and I will make the practice of religion very difficult. So out of circumstantial pressure and out of love for the common people, Rupa and Sanatan accepted this post. Rupa Goswami was given the title Dabir Khas, and Sanatan Goswami was given the title Sakar Malik. This was the Nawab's way of his initiation. Although Rupa and Sanatan were staying in palatial buildings in Ramkeli, at heart they were always worshipping Radha Madan Mohan. They had beautiful deities of Radha Madan Mohan, which are still there. Some of you might have seen in Ramkeli. It's a town in east, in north of Calcutta, near Malda town. And Rupa and Sanatan, they had created places like Radha Kunda, Shyama Kunda, just to remind themselves of Krishna. And they would absorb themselves in bhajan, remembering Krishna and chanting his holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Rupa Sanatan, although they did their duties when they were at the palace, but they always created some facilities for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, for chanting the holy name. And they were very generous to anybody who needed some help. They never insulted or harmed anybody. Although they were practically prime minister, Rupa Goswami was like finance minister, Sanatan Goswami was prime minister, they really didn't want. And their parents, they were praying to Lord, please free our sons from this hellish situation. Nowadays parents pray that our sons become prime ministers. Everybody wants a high post. But Rupa and Sanatan, they did not want this position. Sanatan Goswami had one teacher whose name was Vidya Vachaspati. And Sanatan Goswami would hear Srimad Bhagavatam from him. And he exemplified the principle of service and gaining knowledge by hearing. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Sanatan Goswami himself heard from Vidya Vachaspati. And later on, of course, he heard from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly the principles of devotional service to Krishna. One day, Sanatan Goswami had a dream. And in that dream, he saw the most beautiful personality of Lord Gaur Sundar, with raised arms, beautiful eyes extending up to the ears with long arms chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Lord Mahaprabhu appeared to him as a sannyasi and he gave him certain important instructions. This was much before they actually met Lord Chaitanya. In the dream, Mahaprabhu told him that you should go to Vrindavan. And he told him, do not be attached to this materialistic way of life. You should excavate all the holy places connected with Lord Krishna's pastimes and write Vaishnava literatures establishing the truth of devotional service to Krishna. Sanatana Goswami, as soon as he got up, he went to Rupa Goswami and told him about his dream. And Rupa Goswami said, yes, I know that Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and he has appeared on this earth to preach the glories of Nam Sankirtan. So Rupa and Sanatana, for several years, they could not meet Lord Chaitanya, but they wrote several letters. However, the Lord did not reply. Finally, he replied once. And in that letter, Lord Chaitanya told Rupa and Sanatana that when a woman is attached to a paramour other than her husband, she will perform her household duties so nicely that the husband does not suspect. Similarly, you should perform your duties very nicely, but in your heart you should be attached to Krishna. This instruction is very useful for all of us because sometimes we have to go out in the material world, but our heart should be attached to the lotus feet of Radha Gopinath wherever we are. If you remember the lotus feet of Krishna and chant his holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. If we are remembering Krishna, then we are in the spiritual world, wherever we are. Srila Prabhupada once told a very humorous story. I will repeat that. Prabhupada said that once there was a monkey just near the river bank and he was playing, jumping here and there, and he landed on a crocodile. He was sitting on the back of the crocodile. And the crocodile gradually started moving deeper, deeper into the river. And soon the monkey realized, where am I going? As you know, monkeys cannot swim. So he asked the crocodile, Prabhu, where you are taking me? Where am I going? So the crocodile, he replied that, I am taking you right inside, deep. And there, my wife is waiting for you. And we will take out your heart, Kaleja, and we'll have a nice feast. In other words, he told his intention of killing the monkey. The monkey was in great anxiety and he couldn't run away because it was already deep water. He had a trick. He told the crocodile that actually I forgot to tell you, but I forgot my heart on the treetop. So let us go back. So the crocodile gradually went back near the river bank. The monkey jumped up on the treetop and then hari bol. So we have to keep our hearts here. After the program, you can go back wherever you want to go, but you can keep your heart here. So the crocodile of Maya will not attack you. Mahaprabhu's principle is to always think of Krishna by chanting his holy name. We should make chanting as, we should chant as often as we breathe. Just like we don't have to ask anybody, are you breathing or not? Everybody is breathing, hopefully, right? Similarly, we should be attached to chanting. Chanting is our life. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that chanting the holy name is a religious principle. It is a dharma. It is a meditation, dhyana. It is a yajna. It is the only tapasya. It is the only best dana, vrata, puja. Everything is contained in chanting. Somehow or other, we have to take shelter of the holy name of Krishna. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked in Jagannath Puri to Lord Chaitanya, among all items of devotional service, which is the most important? Mahaprabhu immediately responded, the most important is to always chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Because not only it purifies oneself, but it purifies the entire creation. One holy name of Krishna can purify a person of as many sins as he can never even commit. That is the power of the name of Hari. We should be eager to chant and to induce others to chant. That is the perfection of all preaching. That is the perfection of all knowledge. To take shelter of the divine sound of Krishna's holy name. Sarup and Sanatan, they received this reply from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they were very eager to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Coming to Mahaprabhu's pastime, Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadvip. After sannyas, he was staying in Jagannath Puri. And for 2 years, Mahaprabhu went to South India on the pretext of searching for his elder brother, Vishwarup. Mahaprabhu toured through all South India, beginning from Kurmachetra, Khur, Mangalgiri, Tirupati, Rameshwaram, and in Maharashtra, Nashik, and Kolhapur, Pandharpur, also Dwaipayani, which was the name for Mumbai, Udupi. And after visiting all these holy places, he came back to Jagannath Puri. And then he expressed his desire to go to Vrindavan. The devotees were wanting to stop him, but finally he said, I am going to Vrindavan. And in this attempt to go to Vrindavan, he went first towards Navadvip. Now if you see on the map, to go to Puri, from Puri to Vrindavan, you don't have to go via Navadvip. It is not the direct route. So everybody was wondering why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose to go to Vrindavan by this route. When Mahaprabhu reached Ramkeli, which was the capital of Nawab Hussain Shah, also the place where Rupa and Sanatan were staying, hundreds and thousands and literally millions of people were following him. Wherever he would go, people would just join him. There was no way. People would cut trees to make way. There was no prasad. People would just get anything and just survive. There was no accommodation. It was a spontaneous yatra. And people were literally attracted. Like, we cannot describe. Soon, Mahaprabhu reached the precincts of Ramkeli, and some messengers reported to Nawab Hussain Shah that some sannyasi has come by the name of Shri Krishna Chaitanya, and he is surrounded by millions of people, and all are enthusiastically chanting Hari Hari.
Hari, Hari.
All are enthusiastically chanting Hari Hari.
Hari Hari.
Hari Hari.
Hari Hari.
Hari,
Hari.
So everybody is chanting the name of Hari, and so Nawab wanted to know more about Shri Krishna Chaitanya. He went to one of his secretaries whose name was Keshav Khan. Keshav Khan was a Hindu and he respected Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he asked Keshav Khan, I have heard that in our kingdom there is one sannyasi named Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Can you tell more about him? Who he is? Keshav Khan was thinking that if I tell him about the greatness of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he will try to stop Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities, may try to even attack Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. So he said, actually this Sri Krishna Chaitanya is a very simple sannyasi. There are hardly one or two people with him. There's nothing to worry about. He's a poor man. Nawab Hussain Shah heard this, he became very angry. He said, what? You are calling him a poor man? In my kingdom, I pay my workers. If I don't pay them, nobody will work for me. But this Shri Krishna Chaitanya, he is not paying anything. And millions of people are following him. He is not arranging for their eating or for sleeping. and still lacks, people are following him, and you are calling him a poor beggar, it is an offense to call Sri Krishna Chaitanya a beggar. In my opinion, that which the Quran describes as Allah, or which is described as Ishwar or Krishna in the Hindu scriptures, that same person is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. This was the power of Lord Chaitanya's mercy, that even a Yavana who was torturing devotees and breaking temples could get some mercy. She could realize the greatness of Lord Chaitanya. When he broke temples, that was not an offense, but he felt this was an offense to call to call Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu an ordinary person. In fact, he gave directives to his kingdom, to his soldiers, that let this sannyasi preach any way he likes, let him go anywhere he likes. Nobody should impede his preaching activities. And if anybody tries to impede his activities, then I will cut off the head of this person. And Nawab Hussain Shah was famous for fulfilling such promises. So he was cruel by nature. Next day he went to Rupa Goswami and said, "What is your opinion? Who is this Sri Krishna Chaitanya?" And Rupa Goswami said, "You are the king. You tell me what is your opinion." And at that time, Nawab Hussain Shah confirmed that, "Yes, I think he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead." So although Nawab Hussain Shah was apparently very kind, but Rupa and Sanatan knew that after all, he is a mlecha. One who does not follow Vedic principles is called a mlecha. And he is a politician. You can never trust politicians. What to speak of a Yavan politician? So Rupa and Sanatan, they decided to go and visit Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the middle of the night. And this is a very instructive section of how one should approach the Lord. I will discuss this on the basis of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kaviraj Goswami explains that Rupa and Sanatan, they dressed themselves in ordinary clothes. Obviously, they had very opulent clothes being ministers. But when they went before the Lord, they dressed themselves in ordinary cloth. They put a piece of cloth around their neck and a bunch of straw between their teeth. And they offered prostrated obeisances to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The prayers which I am about to read illustrate, they teach us how we should approach the holy name and the holy deity when we are chanting Hare Krishna. It is not just a matter of speaking some syllables from the mouth and finishing a ritual of 16 rounds. Now I am liberated from my rounds. The real chanting of the holy name means to approach the Lord as a beggar. Bhakti means to become a good beggar, to beg, to plead, to yearn, and to cry for the mercy of the Lord. Krishna will give you mercy only when you want it more than anything else, when you crave for it, when you yearn for it, when you are willing to do anything and everything to get that mercy, then you will get mercy. Bhakti is not a cheap thing. It's not just by putting on tilak or saffron clothes that one becomes a devotee. But when one develops the mood of Rupa and Sanatan, which we are about to discuss, then one becomes candidate to receive the mercy of the Lord. Rupa and Sanatan, they offered their obeisances in great humility. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked them to get up and assured them all good fortune. And they offered this prayer. Please repeat this one or two lines. They are very nice. Jaya Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Dayamoy. Patita Pavana Jaya Jaya Mahashaya. All glories to Lord Chaitanya. All glories to Patita Pavan. Nicha jati, nicha sangi, kore nija karya. We are very low born. Rupa Sanatana says that we are very low born and we are employed to a very low class person. Therefore, we cannot even introduce ourselves to you. We feel ashamed in coming before you. This is how one should feel oneself. Rupa Goswami describes in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Dainya. The first thing when you approach the deity, the Lord, is to feel oneself humble. If one comes before the Lord in a bragging mood, my Lord, I am a very nice devotee. By my approach and I am purifying the world. Then the Lord will not give you mercy. But if you always think of your bad qualities and praise Krishna and the other devotees, then Krishna will be happy to shower his mercy on you. The mercy flows to one who has this mood of Trinadapi Sunichyan. I am the most fallen. Rupa and Sanatan said to Lord, my dear Lord, we wish to inform you that there is nobody more sinful than us, nor is there anybody more offensive than us. Even if we wanted to mention our sinful activities, we would feel ashamed. What to speak of giving them up? Patita pavana hetu tomar avatar. Amabai jagata patita nahi yaar. Patita pavana hetu. My Lord, you have incarnated to deliver the fallen. And there is nobody more fallen than us. You have delivered Jagai and Madhai. But that's not a great deal. It was not such a big job to deliver Jagai and Madhai. You didn't have to exert yourself. Because after all, Jagai and Madhai, they were from Brahman family. They were not like us serving these meat eaters. Nawab Hussain Shah. Jagai Madhai never served Nawab Hussain. They didn't serve anybody actually. They were always staying in the holy place of Navadvip. And Jagai and Madhai had one fault. That is, they were addicted to sinful activities. But knowingly or unknowingly, if one remembers your holy name, all these sinful activities burn to ashes. So some or other, Jagai and Madhai, they would utter your name by blaspheming. Therefore, they were delivered. That holy name became the cause of their deliverance. See, such is the power of the name of God. Even if somebody is joking, somebody is saying, what is this? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Have you become mad chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna? Or people criticize, still they make advancement. Of course, that is not the best way of chanting. But even if somebody blasphemes, Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he would tell his devotees, if there was some news article about the Gaudiya Math, he would tell them, please count how many times the name of Krishna has come. So in one article, which was a good article, praising article, there were the name of Krishna were there only 2 times. And in the other article, the name of Krishna was there 10 times, which was blaspheming. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, second one is better. Because people will chant the name of Krishna somehow. It's inconceivable. Even if you don't say Hari, if you say Halim Riktam, Halim and Riktam, so Ha and leave aside the Li, Ha, Halim Riktam, so Ha, Ri. So you get the benefit of saying Hari, Hari. That's the power of the name. It is not a mundane sound vibration. Golokera Premadhana, it's actually coming from the spiritual world. When you develop faith in the holy name of Krishna, then you become fit to go back to Godhead. Prabhupada says, that one who knows Nama and Nami, they are same. His life is perfect. Krishna with all his opulences and potencies is incarnated in the sound of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. But one has to chant in that proper consciousness as which Rupa and Sanatana are explaining. My Lord, we are millions of times more degraded than Jagai and Madhai. And we are fallen, sinful. We belong to the caste of meat eaters because we are serving meat eaters. Because we are always associating with such sinful people. And we are in a situation where our hands and legs are bound and we are thrown into this ditch of material enjoyment. My dear Lord, except for you, nobody is sufficiently powerful to deliver us. If you deliver us, then your name Patita Pavana will come true. Let us speak one good word. Please hear us, O Lord. There is no object of mercy more than us. We are the most fallen. If you shower your mercy on us, your mercy will be most successful. And let me submit one piece of information before you, my Lord. If you are not merciful upon us, then it will be very, very difficult for you to find more suitable candidates for mercy. See how Rupa and Sanatan, they are humbly and intelligently begging the Lord. This is called being a beggar. You know what is a good beggar? We all experience many beggars in trains. A good beggar is who persists, who keeps begging. Even if he is pushed aside, even if he is kicked, even if he is told to go away, he will go around and come again. So we keep begging every day, every moment, every time we are chanting, we are coming before the Lord. Krishna, I am very fallen. Please, give me mercy. Give me mercy. Give me mercy. Give me mercy. If you are in a position to give, even if you don't have much, but if somebody comes 10 times, 20 times, say, lo yaar, lo, take something. Yeah. So Krishna is, his mercy is abundant. Why we are not receiving? Because we are not begging. It's not that Krishna is poor donor. He is not poor donor. He is unlimited. He can give you all mercy in 1 second. Yes. Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Because you are not begging. You are not begging with the heart. We are begging as a formality. Let my rounds be over before 7:30. So that I can do my other duties peacefully. I am just a beggar. It's up to Krishna. He may not give me mercy for 10 million births. Like Mukunda Datta was told to wait for 10 million births. And he was happy. Only 10 million births. So this is the way we must beg. We are all Rupanugas. To follow in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami means to have this consciousness. It's not just a matter of having a formal initiation in a bona fide sampradaya, but following the mood of the previous acharyas. Rupa Goswami is a manjari. We follow in the footsteps, not by dressing as manjaris, but by actually taking this mood that actually I am fallen. And Rupa and Sanatana are saying out of humility, but we know we are fallen. To take birth in Kali Yuga, Bombay, you have to be fallen. Nobody can claim I am a very great soul. Except for, I don't want to commit any offense. Some of you may be very special, liberated. But most of us are fallen. And we should admit, my Lord. Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam budau kripaya tava pada pankajasya dhuli sadrisham. Lord Chaitanya teaches us. My dear Lord, I have fallen into this ocean of birth and death. Please, pick me up. Put me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. Mahaprabhu himself is teaching how we should chant to get maximum benefit in minimum time. We have very little time. We don't know when the bell will ring, the bell of death. We don't know. Do we know? We don't know. We may not, Parikshit Maharaj had 7 days. We may not live till next Sunday also. We don't know. We may not live till the end of the pravachan also. We may die next moment. Every mantra, chant in the mood that this is the last mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This was Prabhupada's instruction. Prabhupada gave this instruction to Satsarup Das Goswami Maharaj. Satsarup Maharaj asked, please tell me how I can make rapid spiritual advancement. Right? All of you are here for that, for rapid spiritual advancement. And Prabhupada said you should think that this is the last moment, the last day of my life. Let me hear chant more. Let me serve more. Let me read Prabhupada's books more. Let me preach more. Let me do more spiritual activities and minimize material activities. Finally, Rupa and Sanatan, they fell at the feet of the Lord and said, "My dear Lord, we are feeling very depressed. Actually, we feel depressed because we don't have the qualification to receive your mercy. But just because we have hope in your qualities, we are begging you mercy. We are like a dwarf trying to capture the moon. We are trying to attain your mercy. By serving you, my Lord, constantly one is freed from the material desires. When shall I engage as your permanent eternal servant? And I shall feel joyful to have a fitting master. I am anath, my Lord. Please make me sanath. Please be my master." And Lord Chaitanya Prabhu heard this. His heart was moved. He told, "My dear Dabir Khas, you too are my old servants. From this day, your name will be Shri Rupa and Shila Sanatan. Please abandon your humility, for my heart is breaking to see you so humble." You should always aspire for this humility. You should always pray for this humility. Because of our pride, sometimes the Lord's heart may be breaking also. We should pray to Lord, "Please, do whatever is needed to make me humble. Please do whatever is needed to make me chant purely." Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays like that. "Kabe habe bolo sedi namar." My Lord, when will that day be mine? When will I chant without offenses? When will I learn to give respect to others and see no good in myself? This is the aspiration of great souls. We should follow in their footsteps. And Lord Mahaprabhu, he told to Rupa and Sanatan, "I have received several of your letters. I understand your mood from those letters. By your letters I could understand. Therefore, I have sent one reply. And that reply I told you earlier about how a woman is attached to somebody other than her husband. She performs her duty so nicely so that there is no suspicion. I really had no business in coming to Bengal. I have come to the village of Ramkeli. And everybody is asking me, why I have come to this village? It has nothing to do with going to Vrindavan. Actually, I have come just to deliver the two of you. Birth after birth, you two brothers have come to see me. Birth after birth, you are my eternal servants. I am sure very soon Krishna will deliver you." The Lord then called Rupa and Sanatan near and he placed his hand on their heads. But they were not satisfied. They took their heads and put it at the lotus feet of the Lord and thereby received blessings. And then the Lord, all the associates of the Lord, they were so pleased to see that the Lord is giving them mercy that they all cried out, "Hari, Hari."
Hari, Hari.
And Srila Prabhupada writes that this is the way Vaishnavas are. The other devotees were not feeling envious why they are getting mercy, but they were very happy. After begging permission from all the Vaishnavas present, the two brothers, they departed. And just before leaving, Sanatan Goswami, he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that this king of Bengal, Nawab Hussain Shah, today he is very respectful towards you and he is very kind, but he cannot be relied upon. After all, he is a Yavana, a Mlechha. And he's a politician. You should not stay here for long. And you should not go to Vrindavan either. If you go to Vrindavan with so many lakhs of people, people will think you are a magician. You should not go to Vrindavan with so many people. You should go alone or with one assistant. In this way, they advised Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and returned to their palaces. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought about what Sanatana Goswami said. He went little further ahead to a place called Kanai Natshala. Srila Prabhupada explains that there would be a lot of dramas there about Krishna. And hence it was called Kanai Natshala. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to return to Jagannath Puri. He did not proceed towards Vrindavan. In the meanwhile, Rupa Goswami, he sent one messenger to Jagannath Puri to find out, to get news, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would leave for Vrindavan. after some time, the two men came to Rupa Goswami and said that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just about to leave for Vrindavan. Rupa Goswami immediately resigned from his post as finance minister. He had a lot of wealth, which was boatloads, it is said, and he divided it in a very exemplary way. He gave 50% of his wealth to Brahmanas and Vaishnavas for preaching Krishna consciousness, 25% for relatives, and 25% for emergencies. He divided his wealth in this way, and he left to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanatan Goswami was thinking that, now I should also resign. But he knew the Nawab would not let him go. So he decided a trick. He said, the Nawab is very happy with my service. If some or other I can make Nawab angry, then I will get retirement. I will be relieved. So Sanatan Goswami, he pretended to be sick, and he called Brahmins and Vaishnavas and would have discussions on Bhagavatam from morning till night. So if you also want to attend Bhagavatam or go on yatras, then you can follow Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami would discuss Bhagavatam whole day, and the king was very clever. He sent his royal physician to check Sanatan Goswami's health. And the royal physician, he said that Sanatan is doing fine. The Nawab Hussain Shah was very angry. He came and the Bhagavatam class was going on. And Nawab came and everybody got up to give respect out of etiquette. And Nawab was very angry. He said, I sent my physician to see you. He has inspected you. And he has said that you are not diseased. You are completely healthy. I am depending on you. You are like my younger brother. I am depending on you to carry out all my government duties. And you are sitting here. You have spoiled all my activities. What is your intention? Please tell me. Sanatan very humbly replied, you can no longer expect any service from me. I want to retire. Something like VRS, you know. I don't want your service anymore. Please arrange somebody else to take care of the prime ministership. So Nawab became very angry. He said, your elder brother, referring to himself, said, your elder brother is acting like a plunderer. And he has to go to Odisha to extend the boundaries of his kingdom. He's relying upon you to carry out the administrative duties. And if you do not do your duties, then how can I work? Sanatan Goswami said, you are the ruler of Bengal. You can do whatever you like, but I cannot assist you in any way. So Nawab Hussain Shahi ordered his servants to arrest Sanatan Goswami, and he left for Odisha. Sanatan Goswami had been a prime minister and he was very intelligent. To be a minister, one has to be diplomatic. He was very intelligent. He got a letter from Rupa Goswami. In that letter, Rupa Goswami said that I have kept some 10,000 gold coins with a local grocery store. Please use the money to give to the jailkeeper and free yourself. So Sanatan Goswami, he went to the Muslim jailkeeper who was earlier under Sanatan Goswami. He told this jailkeeper, Tumi Jinda Pira Mahabhagyavan, you are a living saint. Probably this person was not even a devotee, but to get things done, you are a living saint. Mahabhagyavan, you are greatly fortunate. What is a great fortune in being a jailkeeper? Nothing great. But you are greatly fortunate. And he said, Ketaba Quran Shastra Ache. You know all the knowledge of Quran and all similar books. Just to please him. And then he told that if one releases a conditioned soul, he himself is released from material bondage by the Supreme Lord. Now this can be understood in two ways. Prabhupada explains that we are all bound by the clutches of Maya. Devi Esha Gunamaima Maya Duratya. It's very difficult. People are madly searching after pleasure in this material world. It's very difficult for somebody to break the clutches of Maya. So if you help somebody come out of the clutches of Maya, then Krishna becomes very pleased. And he helps you come out. In other words, preaching the message of Krishna or distributing Prabhupada's books is a means of helping one's own self along with helping others. Krishna says, one who gives this message of mine to my devotees, he is very dear. There is nobody more dear to me than him, nor will there be more dear. It's a sacred duty of every follower of Srila Prabhupada to try to preach according to one's capacity. Jare dakho tare kaho, Krishna upadesh. Whomever you meet, you instruct them to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In this way, by inducing others to chant, we also make rapid spiritual advancement. Sanatana Goswami then started telling the jailkeeper more things. He said, previously, I was the minister, you were under me, I helped you in many ways. Now, it is your duty to help me. And here are 5,000 gold coins. Nothing works without money. So he gave him 5,000 gold coins. And you will get pious credit of releasing me from jail, plus you will get 5,000 gold coins. So hearing this, the jailkeeper was somewhat convinced. He said, okay, I'll be merciful. But there's one problem. The king, Nawab, will come back and he will ask me, what happened to Sanatan? Why did you release him? Sanatan said, don't worry about that. Just tell him that I had gone to the bank of the Ganga to pass stool and I jumped inside the water and I drowned myself. And you tried to search but you could not find any trace of even the body. So tell him like that. And here are 2,000 more gold coins. So according to the money, the mercy was increasing. They gave him 7,000 gold coins. And the meat eater saw these coins. He was very attracted. That night he cut the shackles of Sanatan and let him cross the Ganga. So Sanatan knew that very soon there will be people trying to catch me. So he did not go by the main way. He purposefully took an indirect route, very difficult route, passing through jungles, hills, rivers, just meditating on the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Just eager to attain shelter of Lord Chaitanya. Just like Raghunath Das also. Raghunath Das Goswami was very eager to meet Lord Chaitanya. If you want to attain the Lord, you have to follow in the footsteps of these Goswamis. Eager to meet Krishna. Eager to serve Krishna. Eager to chant his holy name. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Ram Ram. Hare Hare. Sanatan came to a place called Patada and there was a Jamindar there, a landholder, and he had an assistant who knew palmistry. And he could tell just by seeing a person walking by whether he had money or not. It's good we don't have such palmists today. So immediately he told his landlord that this man, Sanatan, he has got 8 gold coins. Now, Sanatan did not have it personally, but his assistant, Ishan had it. So Sanatan went to this landlord because he wanted to take some rest and take some prasad. The landlord was very kind to him. He said, oh, please come, please have a seat, please take some vegetables, cook for yourself, and what can I do to serve you? And Sanatan Goswami, he took bath and he was thinking, because he had been a minister also, he knew this kind of diplomacy. So he was thinking, why is he so kind to me? Ati bhakti chorera lakshan. Too much devotion is a sign of thief. If you're meeting somebody first time and he treats you very nicely. The Hindi say, janna pechan tu mera mehman. You know, first time how you can become. So Sanatan asked his assistant, do you have some money with you? Ishan said, I have got 7 gold coins. He was still hiding one. Sanatan became angry. He said, why are you carrying this death knell with you? Do you not know this person may kill us? So he took all the money and gave it to the landlord and said, please take this money and help us cross this hilly area and I want to go. So this landlord, he started smiling. He said, oh, I was going to kill you for this. But now you have given, I will let you go and you don't have to give the money also. I will let you go. Sanatan said, if you don't accept this money, somebody else like you will try to kill me. So better you keep this money. So he gave all the money to this landlord. And then Sanatan, this landlord sent one assistant to help him because it's very difficult to find the way through the hilly tract. So he sent one assistant with him. And after they crossed that area, again Sanatan asked Ishan, Ishan, kichu dravya ache? Do you have some more gold coins? Ishan said, I have one more gold coin. Sanatan said, Hari bol, go back. I don't want such assistant. So he sent him back. The story of Jesus Christ also, there was one person who said, I want to follow you. Jesus Christ said, okay, you just distribute your wealth and come and follow me. You are a very rich man. So he said, no, I cannot do that. So Jesus Christ said, it's more difficult for a rich man to attain the kingdom of God than to pass a camel through the eye of a needle. In other words, one should not be attached to wealth. One may be wealthy, like Pratap Rudra was so wealthy. But when he heard that Lord Chaitanya is not showing me mercy because of my wealth or because of my kingdom, he said, I'm willing to forsake all my kingdom in 1 second. I don't want any of these things. I'm wishing to become a beggar to attain the mercy of the Lord. So his mood was Trinadapi Sunichena. His mood was Nishkinchana. Nishkinchana means no material attachment. Sanatan was going on his own, alone. He reached a place called Hajipur, where he met his brother-in-law, whose name was Shrikanta. Shrikanta was a dealer of horses. He was buying some horses. He told Sanatan, please stay here. Sanatan said, no, I'm not going to stay one moment. I want to meet Lord Chaitanya. And he went. Finally, Shrikanta said, all right, here's a new blanket. So he gave a new blanket to Sanatan. And Sanatan finally reached Varanasi. At that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in the house of Chandrasekhar. And he would take prasad at the house of Tapan Mishra. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the super soul, he told Chandrasekhar, just see outside, there is some sannyasis there. Call him in. Chandrasekhar went out. He saw Sanatana Goswami. But Sanatana Goswami was wearing ragged clothes. He had a beard. He was looking very thin and dirty. He had not taken bath for so many days and he had not eaten properly. He came back and said, there is no sannyasi there. Then Lord Chaitanya asked, is there anybody there? Oh, there's some Muslim fakir is there. So Lord Chaitanya said, please bring him in. And immediately, Sanatana Goswami came inside and he offered his obeisances. Lord Chaitanya immediately embraced him and Sanatana was saying, my Lord, please don't touch me. I am very contaminated. And Lord Chaitanya said, I am touching you for my purification. Lord Chaitanya told a very nice verse. He said, the perfection of the eyes is to see a devotee like you. The perfection of the sense of touch is to touch a devotee like you. And the perfection of the tongue is to glorify devotees like you. Saints of your caliber are in themselves holy places of pilgrimage. And they make the places of pilgrimage into pilgrimage. Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthani. Said glorifying Sanatan Goswami. Even if a person is very learned, if he is not a devotee, he is not dear to Krishna. But if a person is born in a very low class family, very degraded, but if he is chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. If he has taken shelter of the holy name, not only is he purified, he can purify the whole world. That is the power of the holy name. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatan, Krishna is very merciful. He is a deliverer of fallen souls. And Krishna has saved you from Maharaurava. Maharaurava is one of the hellish planets. Sanatan humbly replied, Krishna ami nahi jani. I do not know who is Krishna. I only know that you have saved me. I am dependent on your mercy. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sanatan, how did you get out of the jail? And Sanatan told the whole story. And then Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Chandrasekhar and told him, please give him some prasad, give him nice dress because he had torn clothes. He was a prisoner, he was a royal prisoner, he had run away from jail. So he was not wearing good clothes. And Chandrasekhar brought new pair of clothes. But Sanatan said, no, I will not accept this. And Sanatan simply took some old cloth and made it into 2 pieces. And that was all. And Mahaprabhu became unlimitedly happy to see the renunciation of Sanatan Goswami. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the house of Tapan Mishra to take prasad. And Tapan Mishra said, Sanatan, you also take. Sanatan said, no, I have some important duty to perform. You just give me some remnants. Out of his humility, he was thinking, how can I take prasad with Lord Chaitanya? I take his remnants. And he took remnants of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in the meanwhile, the Brahman told him that you can come every day here for accepting prasad. Sanatan said, I shall simply do madhukari. I shall go from door to door collecting little prasad. Lord Chaitanya was very, very happy to see the behavior of Lord Chaitanya, but was unhappy to see the nice new blanket which was given by Srikanta. So Lord Chaitanya did not say anything, but he was looking in a very disapproving way. You know, what is this blanket? What is this blanket? And Sanatan, he could understand the mind of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He went to the bank of the Ganga where there was a dhobi. He was cleaning quilt, old blanket. He said, oh, my dear, respectable brother, please do me a favor. Take this new blanket and give me the old one. Very few people say like this. Ne? So this dhobi, he was surprised. He said, sir, why are you joking with me? You are making fun of me. Sanatan said, no, I am not joking. I mean it. Please take it. So he was very happy to exchange. And Sanatan was also very happy. So he brought an old, torn blanket and he was wearing it. And when Lord Chaitanya saw this, he said, ah, tomara bota kambal kotha gela? Where is your new blanket? Sanatan told the whole story. And Mahaprabhu was very happy. He said, yes. When a physician treats a patient and the main disease is cured, he also likes to make sure that there are no symptoms of the disease. Similarly, you had given up everything for attaining me, but this new blanket was an obstacle. So I am very happy. If you would have gone to Madhukari wearing a new silk blanket, people would think, what kind of beggar is this? You know, wearing silken blanket. So Lord Chaitanya was very happy with him. After this, Sanatana Goswami approached the Lord in the mood in which a disciple should approach the spiritual master. The teachings which Lord Chaitanya gave to Sanatana Goswami it took about 2 months. I will not discuss today because we don't have so much time. But what I want to discuss is how he approached the Lord. He was a minister, very learned, as I told earlier, in Persian, Sanskrit, Bengali. He was respected by all, prime minister. He went before the Lord with folded hands, with a straw between his teeth and said, Nicha jati, nicha sanghi. I am low born. I am associated with low class people. And I am very fallen. I do not know what is good for me, what is bad for me. Please, my Lord, please instruct me. And Prabhupada writes, this is the way one should approach the spiritual master. Like Arjuna approached Krishna, Karpanya dosha pahato sabhava, prichyami tvam dharma sammulajit. In a mood of utter humility. Gramme vyavare pandit kori mani, apanara hita hita kichu nahi jan. People call me pandit, learned, but I don't even know what is good for me. And then the Lord instructed him in great details, which is known as Sanatan Shiksha. Principally, the Lord told him that Jivera Swarupa hai. His question was, Ke ami, who am I? And Lord explained that Jivera Swarupa hai Krishnera Nityadas. The living entity is an eternal servant of Krishna. And because of forgetting Krishna, the living entity is thrust, is punished by the threefold miseries of material existence. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the example that sometimes in previous ages, when a king would want to punish a prisoner, they would take him deep in the river and drown him for a few seconds. And when he was just about to die, he would cry for help and they would take him out. And then he would feel, yes, I am very happy. So in this way, the material world, people are being punished endlessly. And when there is slight reduction of misery, that is called enjoyment. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to him the different avatars, Purusha avatar, Yuga avatar, Leela avatar, Guna avatar, Manvantara avatar. And then he told him about Yuga avatar, how there are avatars for different age. So then Lord Sanatana inquired, how can we know which is the Yuga avatar for this age? So Lord Chaitanya said, just like every other age, you know by the primary characteristics and the secondary characteristics. The primary characteristics is that he has a yellow complexion. And the secondary characteristics that he is distributing the holy name. So Sanatana was sitting just in front of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya is yellow in complexion. And he was distributing the holy name. So Sanatana said, so the Yuga avatar is yellow in complexion and is distributing the holy name. Can I know who that avatar is? And Lord Chaitanya said, Sanatana, give up all your trickery and let us discuss the next kind of avatar. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that Lord Chaitanya did not deny, that means he accepted. He did not deny that he is a Supreme Lord. So there was a lot of discussion. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also told the story of how once Brahma came to visit Lord Krishna. Brahma came, the doorman informed Krishna, Brahma Aila, Lord Brahma has come. So Krishna immediately asked, Kon Brahma Aila, which Brahma? So this doorman, he went to Brahmaji and said, which Brahma? Brahma was thinking, what does it mean, which Brahma? Okay, you tell him the four-headed Brahma, the father of the four Kumaras has come. So Krishna said, all right, let him come, let him come. So he came inside and Brahma offered obeisances and Lord Krishna said, Ki lagi tomara agman haila? Why have you come? And Brahma said, that I will tell you later on, but please tell me, you asked which Brahma? Is there any other Brahma besides me? And upon hearing this, Krishna smiled. And immediately, unlimited Brahma started coming from the sky. Four-headed, eight-headed, 12-headed, 16-headed, 1,000-headed. One Brahma with 10 million heads. I don't know how you fit in the temple room, but a Brahma with 10 million heads. And they were all offering obeisances. And it is said that our Brahma, the local Brahma, his four heads. He was it is said in Bengali, Shashaka, Hastigana Made Shashaka. Like in a group of elephants, a small rabbit. Can you imagine you are in a group of people where everybody is 40, 50 feet high and with 10 heads, 20 heads. So Brahmaji was very much embarrassed. And then all the Brahmas collectively offered obeisances to like a tumultuous sound. The folded hands, they said, O Lord, you have shown us great mercy. We have had your darshan. You have called us. Is there anything we can do for you? Lord Krishna said, no, I just wanted to see all of you together. So, now is there any fear of demons? Anything is there? No, my Lord, by your mercy, we are all victorious. Whatever burden was there, that you have already removed, your avatar. So, in this way, Krishna then bid farewell to all Brahmas. And Brahmaji understood that how great Krishna is. You see, we cannot conceive of God's greatness. We can only think 10 million. But 10 million is nothing. There are practically unlimited universes in the material world. And spiritual world is three times the material world. So how can you conceive? And Prabhupada would say, when somebody would ask such questions, he would say, why are you asking? Why don't you go there? Rather than just being inquiring, let us go there by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke to Sanatan about the 64 items of devotional service. We don't have time for that, but five principal items Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained is that hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting the holy name, associating with devotees, being in a holy place and serving the deities. These are the five most important items of devotional service. Even if one practices one of them to a small degree, he can attain the highest perfection of life. And of course, the most important is to chant Hare Krishna. After this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also spoke about the process of devotional service. He explained that if somebody tries to serve Krishna, and at the same time he has material desires, Krishna thinks, Krishna is speaking, Krishna is thinking, he is saying, Ami bhaje mage vishay sukha, ei bada murkha. That this person wants to serve me and enjoy material enjoyment, he is a fool. Ei murkha ami vigya. Although he is a fool, I am not a fool, I am intelligent. So I will not give him material enjoyment. Swa charanamrita diya vishaya bhulaiba. I will make him forget material enjoyment and I will give him the nectar of my lotus feet. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to Sanatana Goswami how when one surrenders to Krishna, even if once, he quotes from Ramayana, Vibhishan's story, that when Vibhishan surrendered to Lord Ram, there was some apprehension on the part of Sugriva. He was thinking, after all, he is Ravan ka admi hai, isliye he is dangerous. But Lord Ram said, no, because he has come to my lotus feet, I will give him shelter. What to speak of him? Even if Ravan were to come to my shelter, I would give him abhay. If one even cries out once, O Ram or O Krishna, I am yours. Then I will eternally protect him. Even if he leaves me, I will bring him back. So let us once cry out, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. After this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana, you go to Vrindavan. I'm just doing it very fast, but if you get time tomorrow, please read all these chapters in Chaitanya Charitamrita. What I'm speaking is just a drop contaminated by the modes of nature. But if you read Prabhupada's books, this is just an appetizer for reading Prabhupada's books on Sanatana Goswami. Teachings of Lord Chaitanya and Chaitanya Charitamrita. So after this, Sanatana Goswami went to Vrindavan. And then after a few years, he came to Puri to meet Lord Chaitanya. And on the way, he drank some bad water. He developed itching sores. And he was thinking, my body is useless for devotional service. I heard that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is staying near the Jagannath temple. But I can't go near the temple, so I can't go near the Lord. Better I'll just go and drop my body in front of the wheel of Lord Jagannath. I will commit suicide and that will be good. So he was thinking like this. You know. And then he reached Siddha Bakula. That was a place where Haridas Thakur would stay. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami and Haridas Thakur, they were not allowed to enter Jagannath temple. But Lord Jagannath would come out daily in the form of Lord Chaitanya. So Sanatan Goswami, he went there and he was asking Sanatan, where is Lord Chaitanya? He said, he'll just be coming. And as soon as he said, just be coming, he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and Sanatan offered his obeisances. Haridas Thakur said, my Lord, Sanatan is offering obeisances to you. And the Lord was so happy. He embraced Sanatan Goswami and said, how is everything? The answer is very important. Sanatan said, Parama Mangala Dekhinu Tomara Charan. Because I am seeing your lotus feet, everything is auspicious. In other words, if you are remembering Krishna's lotus feet or Gaura's lotus feet, Nityananda, then everything is auspicious. If you forget Krishna, then you may have so many shubhas of samaros, but it's inauspicious. Real mangal means to remember Krishna. And forgetting Krishna is inauspicious. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed Sanatan that Rupa Goswami was also here and he just left. And one day, suddenly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started speaking. He said, Sanatan, if I could attain Krishna by committing suicide, I would give up this body millions of times. Acts such as suicide are motivated by the mode of ignorance. And one cannot understand Krishna in the mode of ignorance and passion. You can attain Krishna by bhakti, not by committing suicide. And he gives the example of Rukmini. Rukmini was thinking when she wrote that letter that if Krishna does not come, I am willing to give up my body to attain Krishna. Lord Chaitanya told Sanatan that Krishna is attained by devotional service. A person who is born in low class family, if he is rendering devotional service, he is actually elevated. Dinera adhika daya kore bhagavan. Pandit kulina dhanira bada abhiman. Lord Krishna is more merciful to those who are meek and humble. But aristocratic, learned scholar and wealthy, because they are proud. If they are proud, they do not receive mercy. And then he told him, that bhajanera madhe shreshta navvidya bhakti. Among all types of devotional service, the 9 type of devotional service. I think all of you know, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, pada, sevanam. And then he said, taramadhe sarva shreshta nama sankirtan, niraparadhe nama lay pai premadhan. Among all these 9, the best is to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatan, Sanatan, your body is my property. You have surrendered to me. And now you are trying to destroy your property. This body is not yours. It's my property. He started telling Haridas, just see this man's character. He is destroying another man's property. His body does not belong to him. And then he said, actually Vrindavan is so dear to me. I would like to go there, but because of my mother's desire, I am not able to go. What I want to do in Vrindavan, I want to do through you. I want to build temples. I want to excavate holy places. I want to write books. and I want to do through you, and you are thinking of committing suicide. So Sanatan humbly replied, my lord, we are all puppets. We are all puppets. You are a puppeteer. How you make dance, when you make dance, only you know. We are all falsely proud of our abilities, but you alone are the controller. Then Mahaprabhu embraced Sanatan, embraced Haridas Thakur, and he left. And then Haridas Thakur told Sanatan, Sanatan, you are so fortunate. My body, Lord never spoke about my body like this. It's his property. He wants to do so much through your body. My body is useless. Although I am born in Bharat Varsha, but my body is useless. I am not doing anything. And then Sanatan said, my dear Haridas, who can compare to you? You are one of the dear associates of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is advented to propagate the glories of Harinam. And he has made you as the Namacharya. And then he spoke a very nice verse. He said, Apana achara keha na kare prachar. Some behave very nicely, but do not preach. Some preach very nicely, but do not behave nicely. They may smoke bidis after preaching. But you, Haridas, you simultaneously, achara prachar tumi deho karo. You perform both duties, behavior as well as preaching. Therefore, you are the spiritual master of the entire world, for you are the most advanced devotee. So in this way, they were discussing. And then Sanatan Goswami, one day, he was thinking, actually one another incident. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting in a temple of Lord Shiva. If you have been to Jagannath Puri, you will see that place. Near Tota Gopinath, there is Yameshwar Tota. Lord Shiva's temple, a little underground now, but actually it was on that same level. And Mahaprabhu told Govinda, call for Sanatan. And Sanatan came running by the way of the sea beach. There were blisters on his feet because of the burning sand in the month of June and July. You know how pleasant the sand is. Sanatan was not even aware. He came running. And Lord Chaitanya asked him, Sanatan, kono patha aila, which path did you take? And Sanatan said, I came by the path of the sea beach. And Mahaprabhu asked, why did you not come by the main way, by the way of the Jagannath temple, Sinhadwar? Why did you come from this other way? The hot sand must have blistered your souls. Sanatan humbly replied, my lord, I did not feel much pain because I knew you are calling me. If I would have come by the cool way, I would have met the pujaris of Jagannath. By seeing me or by touching me, they would have become impure. That's why I thought better I don't come through that way. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he became so happy. He said, Yadyapi tumi hau jagat pavan. You are deliverer of the whole world. And even demigods and saints become purified just by touching you. But the characteristics of a devotee is, Mahaprabhu says, Maryada palan e sadhura bhushan. Maintenance of Vaishnava etiquette is the ornament of a devotee. And you have observed the etiquette. Because at that time the etiquette was those who were not born in Hindu family or those who were somehow out of the Hindu culture, they were not allowed. So Sanatana and Rupa Goswami did not want to create a chaos by fighting. They just accepted humbly that we are not qualified. And Mahaprabhu was very pleased to see their humility. So one day, Sanatana Goswami was talking to Jagadananda Pandit. Now please know that Jagadananda Pandit is much junior. And Sanatan is very, very senior. He is our Sambandha Acharya. He is the elder brother of Rupa Goswami. Practically one of the senior most associates of Lord Chaitanya. So he told Jagadananda, I came here to diminish my misery. But I am feeling more miserable because Lord Chaitanya is touching me. And all the pus, the oozing pus is coming out of my body, is touching Lord Chaitanya. It's not good. What should I do? Jagadananda Pandit said, I think you should go back to Vrindavan. It's my good advice. So because Krishna Chaitanya has given you Vrindavan, Sanatana said, all right. And next day he went to Lord Chaitanya and said, I have consulted Jagadananda and he has advised me that I should go back to Vrindavan. So when Lord Chaitanya heard this, he became very angry. He said, Kalikara Batuwa Jaga. Prabhupada says here, new boy, Kalka Bacha. This Jagadananda, he is advising you. In affairs of spiritual advancement, even I consult you. You are such an advanced devotee. And this Jagadananda, how can he instruct you? My dear Sanatan, he is a naughty boy. His advice is the impudence of a naughty boy. And then Sanatana Goswami, when he heard Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastising Jagadananda Pandit, Sanatana Goswami said, "My Lord, I can understand that Jagadananda is more fortunate than me because you never chastised me. You have chastised him. You make me drink the bitter juice of praise and you give Jagadananda the nectar of chastisement." See, this is how things are spiritually. You know, the praise is seen as bitter and the chastisement as nectar, because you only chastise a person whom you love very much. So you're chastising Jagadananda. That is Jagadananda's great fortune. And Lord Chaitanya immediately said, No, that is not the case. I love both of you, but I cannot tolerate the impudence of Jagadananda Pandit. And then Lord Chaitanya said, "Actually, you are like my children. I am like your mother. When a child passes stool or urine, the mother takes great pleasure in cleaning. And to the mother, it appears like chatushma, which is a mixture of sandalwood and aguru and so many other things. So, I feel great pleasure. And besides, if I were to differentiate, because your body is not good, I would be violating the principles of sannyas life. Because sannyasi is supposed to see everybody on the spiritual platform. Brahmani gavi hastin. For these reasons, I cannot reject you." And in this way, saying like this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Sanatan and cured him of all his disease. And he assumed a very beautiful golden complexion. Sanatan Goswami, after being in Jagannath Puri for some time, Lord Chaitanya told him to stay one more year and then he sent him to Vrindavan. I will just conclude because it's getting late. There are many more stories which you can read on your own. Sanatan Goswami went to Vrindavan and one day he had gone to Mahavan and he saw one boy playing. And as he went to see the boy ran and stood on the altar. Then he realized that was the deity, Madan Mohan. And he saw the pujari Purushottam chastising the deity. Generally, we don't do that. And Sanatan Goswami had just written a book called Hari Bhakti Vilas about deity worship. So Sanatan chastised Purushottam that, "Why are you doing like this to the Lord?" The same night, Lord appeared in a dream and told Sanatan, "Now you take care of me." And he told Purushottam, "Please hand me over to Sanatan." So Sanatan took Madan Mohan with him. Madan Mohan is the same deity which was installed by Vajranath thousands of years ago. And Sanatan Goswami was worshipping this deity. He didn't have much facility. Underneath a tree, just some dry batis, some dry rotis. And one day Madan Mohan spoke, "You are giving me just dry rotis. Why not little salt?" Sanatan said, "Now you are asking for salt and then sugar is too much. I have come here for bhajan and writing books." The Lord said, "All right, he accepted." But later on, there was a merchant who was carrying a lot of salt and his boat got stuck just behind Dwadash Aditya Tila. The merchant came to Sanatan Goswami for help and Sanatan prayed to the Lord and the boat was saved. The merchant told him, "Please take anything you like." Sanatan said, "I don't want anything, but if you like, you can build a temple for the Lord." So the very famous temple, the first major temple of Vrindavan, Madan Mohan Temple, was built by Srila Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami also had bhajan kutirs all over Braj. He would sometimes be in Govardhan near Chakleshwar Mahadev. Sometimes he would be in Nandagram. He had bhajan kuti there also. And one day Rupa Goswami, he was thinking, "It is Sanatan Goswami's appearance day. I must make some kheer." Somehow he got some kheer. And Sanatan asked, "How did you get the ingredients?" Because in the middle of the forest, you don't get sugar and milk and... So he described that one very nice, beautiful girl she came and brought. And when he heard the description, Sanatan realized that was none other than Radharani. So he said, "Oh, you are taking service from Radharani. We are meant to serve Radha and Krishna. Hare Krishna mantra means engage me in your service, not engage in my service." You know. But anyway, the sweet rice was so good that Sanatan was tasting it. And Rupa Goswami was also tasting it. Then later on, Sanatan Goswami... there's a story, he was staying near Govardhan and there were a lot of mosquitoes there at that time. At that time they didn't have anything like good night or whatever. So he was thinking that, "I will leave this place, I'll go to some place where there are no mosquitoes." But this was just next to Chakleshwar Mahadev. There's five important Shivalingas in Braj and one of them is Chakleshwar Mahadev, Dham Rakshak. So Lord Shiva very much appreciated and delighted in being in association with Sanatan Goswami. So Sanatan Goswami was about to leave next day, and Lord Shiva appeared to him in a dream and said, "Please do not leave. I will make sure no mosquitoes come." So next day, Lord Shiva told the demigod in charge of mosquitoes that from tomorrow, no mosquito will go near Chakleshwar, Mansi Ganga. From that day, even now, I have stayed there also. There are no mosquitoes in that area. Very beautiful place. Sanatan Goswami would do daily Govardhan Parikrama. Daily. And not the small one. We do 21 kilometers. He would do 28 kilometers. Which includes Chandra Sarovar and all the other holy places. Lord Krishna, as Sanatan became old, Lord Krishna told him, "Sanatan, you don't have to do this now." He said, "No, it's my vow." So Krishna stood on one of the shilas of Govardhan and the shila melted. That shila with the lotus footprint of Krishna and one of the calves is still there. Lord gave the shila to Sanatan and said, "If you do this parikrama of this shila four times, it's as good as doing complete Govardhan parikrama." This shila is still there in Radha Damodar temple, and devotees do this parikrama if you cannot do the big one. Or even if you can do the big one, you can do this one also. So, touchstone, yes. Sanatan Goswami, one person came to Sanatan and said, "I heard you have got a touchstone." Touchstone means anything you touch, it becomes gold. Sanatan said, "Yes, I have it." "Oh, where is it?" "It's there near that rubbish, kachra, rubbish bin." So he went and got the touchstone and he took to his home and touched everything. It became gold. And he was very happy. Everything is gold. And then he was, the way of material things is, after some time you become fed up. So he came to Sanatan and said, "Everything is gold, but you threw this touchstone there in the rubbish. You must be having something more valuable." Sanatan said, "Yes, I have. I want that." He thought there must be some super touchstone or something, something more powerful. And Sanatan said, "If you want that thing, you have to throw this touchstone in the Yamuna, throw it away." And this person was contemplating, "If I throw this, and I don't know what I'm going to get." But he had faith in Sanatan Goswami and a true sadhu, in a guru, and he threw the touchstone. And Sanatan gave him the ultimate touchstone, that touchstone which turns the heart into a fit place for Krishna, the touchstone of the holy name, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Sanatan would roam in Braj. He would go to different villages and he was so popular. He would go to villages and he would ask, "How are your crops? How are your children?" And sometimes husbands and wives, they would complain. Husband and wives always complain, but they complain to Sanatan. So he complained that, he said this and she said this. And Sanatan was a judge. Whatever Sanatan Goswami said, they both accepted. Sometimes they would say, "Please stay in the village for 2-3 days more." And Sanatan would stay. Sometimes when he would leave, people would be crying. He was so much absorbed in Braj Bhav. He would do parikrama every day. And finally, tomorrow, that is according to Vaishnava calendar, tomorrow is the day by the divine will of Krishna. Sanatan Goswami left the planet and returned back to the abode of Radha and Krishna. So, you'll find tomorrow in Braj, in Govardhan, lakhs of people doing parikrama. Literally. I've been there once. You can see from the top, from a terrace, you'll find just streams of people, just like a big, huge circle from morning till evening, especially in the evening time. Lakhs of people, literally. I asked one of the Brajabasis why they do parikrama on this day. They said because they regard Sanatan Goswami as their guru of all the Brajabasis. So his disappearance day is celebrated as Guru Purnima. So it is the custom and the tradition there that all the local devotees and also devotees from all over the Bharatvarsh, they come to do parikrama. It's even more than the Kartik Purnima. Kartik Purnima, there is a lot of rush for Govardhan parikrama. But this particular Purnima is even more because it is in memory of Srila Sanatan Goswami. So in conclusion, whatever I have spoken is from the lectures of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj and books of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada and many of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. In conclusion, it is explained that Sanatan Goswami is the embodiment of the most important principle, which is Trinadapi Sunichena, Taroriva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadah. If you have this quality, you have Krishna Nam, you have Krishna. If you don't have this quality, you don't have Krishna. That's all. Very simple. So let us spend few seconds praying to Sanatana Goswami that we may develop this quality of humility, which can alone attract the heart of Gopinath and make us pure. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. All of you bless me that I can develop a drop of this quality. We all need Guru's blessings, Vaishnava's blessings. By saying Hari, Hari. Vanchakalpa tarubhyasya, kripa sindhu bhevacha, patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo. Shila Sanatan Goswami ki jai, Shila Prabhupada ki jai, Upasthit Bhakta Vrind ki jai. Jai bolne walon ki jai.